Now, Ludwig von Mises was the great Austrian economist of the 20th century, died in 1973. Let me just point out that Mises had to flee Nazi-controlled Europe, where he had been teaching in Europe, Switzerland for a while, and he had to flee eventually, not only because he was Jewish, but also because what he was teaching was not exactly in conformity with the Nazi economic program. Mises was talking about the international division of labor and how the market is the best example of human cooperation across borders and what a wondrous thing it is that somehow we can take resources from all over the place and without any central direction we can create wealth. And what an amazing, wonderful thing this is. Well, you know, that's not exactly what the autarkic Nazi party wants to hear. So they destroyed his papers and his library. He fled to the United States, where he arrived in 1940 in his late 50s, almost empty-handed, not speaking a word of English, and with no paid university position, at a time when every semi-competent, every boob, every Marxist could find some employment. There's Mises, one of the great economic geniuses of all time, and yet